Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, the ability of cash cattle to trade steady to higher was a victory, allowing futures to close higher for the week. April gained nearly $3 since the previous week, June over $4, reaching the highest level since February 28th. There is potential for limited upside due to higher energy and food prices and how that could impact overall demand. Beef exports last week were down substantially from the previous week, and that may be an indication of some weakness to come. Hog futures retraced quickly from the double top established last Wednesday. Strong cash during the first half of the week waned with technical trading taking over. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report Friday showed cash was down $3.12. Slaughter continues to run lower than the previous week and the previous year, with packers trying to match product with demand while at the same time having to search for hogs to fill current demand. The uncertainty of demand due to higher food and energy prices, also a concern that may limit upside potential for the time being. On the grains, May Kansas City wheat up 18.5 cents, and May Chicago wheat's up 17 cents early today, both finding support after 2 weeks of correcting back from multi-year highs made in the early days of Russia's attack on Ukraine. The wild swings in the May-July spreads of both showed the intensity of the buying panic has eased, but there continues to be a lot of uncertainty as to what Russia's President Putin is planning to do and how long the merciless shelling of Ukrainian cities will continue. May corn's trading up 10.75 cents early today as Ukraine continues to fight for its survival against the Russian military. Over the weekend, Ukraine refused to surrender the port city of Mariupol and continues to try to negotiate safe passage for civilians trying to leave the city. May soybeans are trading about 17.5 cents higher early today with support from both higher prices, both May soybean meal and oil. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 24th. It'll be happening on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. 21,780 head to sell, including 7,600 feeder steers, 4,500 feeder heifers, and over 7,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
On the livestock futures, April live cattle up 102 Friday, 140.50. June up 115, 137.07. April feeder cattle up 122, 162.32. May up 157, 167.45. April hogs down 95 cents, 99.40. And the May down 90 cents at 107.10. Kansas City wheat, May down 21.75 yet on Friday, 1070.5. July down 21.25, 1062. Chicago wheat, May down 34.25, 1063.75. July was down 31.25, 1044.75. May corn down 12.75, 741.75. July down 6.25, 712.5. May soybeans down 0.5, 1668. July down 1.5, 1645.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.